Senator Mark Johnson, Blois Olson, a political insider, last night reported that Governor Walz was going to be holding a press conference regarding his political future today. And then news comes this morning that Governor Walz is not seeking a third term as governor of the state of Minnesota. Your thoughts, first of all, on that news that he was going to be making an announcement, and then the final announcement this morning that he's not seeking re-election.
Yeah, I think for most people who saw the reporting done and the charges that were made on the fraud, and there was no way that he was going to be able to escape responsibility for that. And so even though it's a surprise how quickly he announced that he wasn't going to be running, I think a lot of people saw that coming. I think people wanted to go further and see his resignation based on the lack of leadership that he gave over the last 4 years, 8 years now. But yeah, this is something that I think the timing and how quickly it came was surprising to a lot of folks.
How did you find out about it? Had he given any signal to you and the rest of the leadership in both House and Senate that an announcement was possibly looming?
He hadn't. So he has not given any public statement or anything since, I think, December 26th. And so that period when he's been quiet, which is not typical for Governor Walz, he likes to get out in front of cameras and talk about how wonderful he is and what's going on. So that hasn't happened. So it was kind of odd. And then with all this pressure coming down, it was, I think a lot of people were thinking this might happen, but again, you know, it was very quickly that the dominoes fell.
Now, with the announcement today, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, who could be the runner.
Yeah.
For Walz, names like Amy Klobuchar have come up. Walz announced last night that he had spoken to Klobuchar yesterday. I guess your thoughts on where this goes next with regards to the governor's race here in 26.
Yeah, that again is one of those areas of speculation. I've heard a lot that Amy Klobuchar might be the chosen one for this position, or it could be Secretary of State Steve Simon. I've even heard Attorney General Keith Ellison, who is very much involved with this fraud issues going on right now, and would have a difficult time, but his name as well has been thrown around. I'm not sure which one is ultimately going to get picked. It's kind of one of those Biden moves where they've thrown out Walz and now they've got to find the next chosen one. But I think no matter what happens, whoever that candidate is, it's simply a symptom of the party and what the Democrats have been doing in this state for way too long. And so we need a fresh change there. We need to go with something new. We've got a number of Republican candidates who are very eager to set this ship very straight. So I'm hoping that's what happens. I don't know if maybe Walz was concerned that after the weekend on Friday with the Venezuela president getting removed, maybe he was concerned that something was going to happen to him too. I'm not sure. But the timing of this has been very interesting.
Now, as the state moves forward and moves towards that election, Mark, what needs to be done in Minnesota to, one, right the ship, but two, move forward and really get past what has gone on here in this Walz administration?
Yeah, Chris, the problem that we've had Democrats controlling the governor's office and a lot of the key leadership positions for 20 years. They've built an infrastructure that relies on, you know, favoring these individual groups. It's not about Minnesota as a whole. It's not about what is best for the state of Minnesota. It's how can we stay in power in this state? That's their number one concern. So we need an opportunity to reset the deck to make sure that Minnesota is focused on Minnesotans, not on finding groups that have some political pull that do something like that. This needs a full reset in this state, and just, it doesn't need to be extreme. It doesn't need to be, look, Republicans, all this and that. But what we do need to do is change the focus. And I think Republicans have the answer to do that right now. This is the time for us to step up. and show Minnesotans that there is a pathway forward, that we're no longer a national embarrassment, that we can become a place where Minnesotans are proud to say, I am from Minnesota. We've got those candidates, we've got that opportunity. We just have to prove it here in 26 now.
Legislature is set to come back here in February. What are some of the big things that you guys will be working on as you head back into session?
Well, this will be interesting now. So this is a non-budget year. So this is a year that we do typical things like we'll do the capital investment or bonding bill. That's typically what happens this year. And some of the things that may not have gotten done in the last couple of years that might be policy based. So we'll be looking at a lot of policy going forward. It's going to be interesting now with the governor dropping out, what that looks like. If we're going to be able to get something across the finish line here, or if it's just going to end in a bunch of political rhetoric that doesn't go anywhere. You know, Senate Republicans, we want to get some stuff done. There's some accountability measures that we've been putting in place that we've been trying to get passed for 4 years now. And maybe this is the right time that Democrats will finally be politically forced to do the right thing and pass some of these accountability measures. But, you know, that's up to the session to see. And we're going to be working really, really hard to get Minnesota right on track again.
As you look back at the Walz administration the last two terms, what are some of the things that you think will go down as history for the Walz administration, whether it's good things that have happened, obviously the fraud and the not so good things. What are Minnesotans going to remember about Governor Tim Walz?
Well, if you look at his term in office, started in 2018, think of the George Floyd protests, the burning down of Minneapolis, and what they did during that. He had the opportunity to step in early and avert that. Think about during COVID, what was happening during that time. Minnesota was one of the most restrictive lockdown states. We even had a tattle line in the state of Minnesota so we could tattle on fellow Minnesotans if they were out of line or they thought they were out of line. You know, think about the massive fraud that has happened in Feeding Our Future and the childcare fraud and the autism fraud. I mean, his administration was just laden with missteps over and over. Not small things, not little saying the wrong thing or anything like that, but major issues that happened that brought down our state, for everything from education to public safety, have been sacrificed during his term. And so I'd like to say, hey, there were some great things that happened, but I think over the last 4 to 8 years, it's really gone in the wrong direction. And I don't know what I'd love to say something great about, you know, hey, these are things we should be proud about, but it's been very difficult to find those things during his administration.
Well, I think one thing that has come out lately and just started, the new paid leave program would be probably one of the best things that I've seen come out of this administration. Would you agree?
Chris, that is one of, again, I'd put that right up there with one of the biggest mistakes that they have made. It is one of the most expensive, cumbersome programs that's punishing. It's a mandate for our businesses and for the employees in this state. Everybody from school districts to local government to businesses across the state have been crying out for changes and a need for restructuring that before it even began. And now we're looking at exorbitant costs for this program. It sounds good on the face, but when you start getting into the details of this, it is another one of those situations where it's going to be an embarrassment for the state of Minnesota and how that is going to be impacting our employees, our employment situation here in the state, and trying to bring in companies here. It's going to be a devastating program, but the intent is there, but I think it was just executed so poorly. So again, I would like to say that'd be a great program, but you go around and you talk to folks, that's the number one concern out there right now for small businesses.
Senator Mark Johnson, thanks for joining me for this conversation today.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris. I really appreciate your time.